the Magi, the wise men. The Bible story about the visit of the Magi, the wise men, a familiar part of Christmas, and one that we often talk about a couple of Sundays after Christmas. This Sunday, on Epiphany Sunday. It's Epiphany, a Christian holiday celebrating the visit of the Magi. Epiphany, a sudden realization of some extraordinary meaning, essence, or even direction. I can think of at least four directions today's sermon could take. The Magi, likely from Persia, modern-day Iraq, star-following priests, astrologers, who did not follow any form of the Hebrew religion, but rather Zervanism, with all its all-encompassing creator Zervan and its good and evil deities Ahura Mazda and Ahriman. Or the gifts, expensive offerings given to a family in poverty, humbly by those who enjoyed positions of power. Something like that can reframe our thoughts about charity and giving, helping all to realize that giving to others should never be about power, but rather about honor and respect. The gifts likely made it possible for Joseph and Mary to flee with Jesus into Egypt, where he would be safe. Maybe we'll talk about that in another year. How about Herod, the king who feared for his throne? He didn't want someone else taking over what he owned and controlled. The Magi and Joseph were both warned in dreams about Herod. Another year, this sermon will be about priorities and selfish desires. Well, the themes may creep into today's sermon. I'm just not focusing on Herod today. New directions. The Magi left for their own country by another road. That is today's sermon direction. The days of being able to tell a joke about men never asking for directions and have folks laugh are kind of over. While not everyone has access to GPS navigation, folks growing up today will experience much less, if any, stopping at a gas station to ask for directions than in any previous generation. It seems that where we travel is now easily mapped out on our phone map apps and in some still in-car GPS units or other portable GPS units. And of course, when we make turns that the GPS things have not prescribed, they recalculate the route to our destination, offering new roads and sometimes U-turns for our journey. At the next intersection, make a U-turn. Today's Bible reading about the Magi visiting Jesus describes a bit of dream GPS that the visitors from the east used to recalculate their return trip home. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. That verse inspires a few questions. What roads are we on in life? What would happen if we changed directions? If we decide on another road along our journey, will the journey become a more fulfilling one? Or maybe will we experience the need for a U-turn? And who do we trust as the GPS of our lives? Maybe think about those all through the sermon. As we enter this new year, what are your thoughts about the directions of things in our world, country, or community? The coronavirus pandemic is still present and dangerous. As a vaccine arrives, many people have begun to be vaccinated. The hope is that most will have the opportunity and be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-year. How will 2021 be different than 2020? What have we learned? And how will it affect the way we interact with one another? A new Congress begins in the United States very shortly. A new president will be inaugurated soon thereafter. What is a better path to cooperation and getting things accomplished than seems to have been the pattern in the last few years? Or is it all hoping for too much? On our faith journey, what roads are we on? Do we think about God only in the bad times? Do we think about God because we want to feel smarter? Do we journey with God because we think it's the best thing to do for appearance sake? Or do we journey with God out of an indescribable yearning for meaning in our lives? What would happen if we changed directions? What if instead of journeying towards God, we tried to journey away? Where would God be? Or what if instead of journeying with God for appearances, we threw out appearances and journeyed with God for no agenda whatsoever? If we decide on another road along our faith journey, will the journey become a more fulfilling one? Would that road be one that included bringing others along on the journey with us? Would it mean leaving some behind? Would another road be helpful? Would it be harmful? Or maybe, will we experience the need for a U-turn? Do we need to stop, survey our journey's direction, and just do an about-face? How about the road St. Paul's United Church of Christ is on? We're looking forward to a time when we can be together physically for worship services. At the same time, we've developed many new ways of reaching out to people with online worship services over the past year. How will things be the same going forward? How will they be different? How will we continue to be a vital and thriving congregation going forward? Do we need to be on another road to stabilize our financial picture? Will our current road help us to find ways to increase income, you know, pledges, offerings, fundraisers, rentals, etc. this year? And what road should we be on in order to take care of the building? How will we journey with God as we consider what changes we'll need to make as we anticipate having people in the building for worship services again? Are we on a road committed to being a caring community of Christ? A people of prayer and action, and a beacon of hope, justice, and peace? And do we want to be on that road? How much do we trust God's GPS in our lives? Does it say keep moving in the same direction? Or does it say, go by another road? Amen.